And now welcome on the call, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrus. Good afternoon, Rob.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm well. Start out with this Saturday, a 35-7 loss to a really good North Dakota State team. Certainly not the outcome that you wanted, but maybe your impressions on your team's play in that game.
Oh, definitely. You know, very disappointed. Thought we did some stuff during the week that was much, much improved from the week prior. It's kind of hard to measure. That national championship clearly runs through North Dakota State, whether it's in Fargo or anywhere in the country. So while I'm not pleased with the outcome, I think our kids got a real good understanding of what the standard needs to be by facing those guys and looking forward to improving.
Going back to the game, you guys had some opportunities there, especially in the first half of the great kick return by Kobe to set you up and some other opportunities. Did you feel like if you could have gotten maybe one of those, cashed in one of those plays, it might have been a little different outcome?
Sure. You know, make the game 14-7. And we didn't kick a field goal because we knew how good their offense was. They knew they were going to score points. That wasn't going to be an issue. And all we needed to get was about a yard and a half. And kind of deflates you a little bit when you know you're playing, you know, Giants of the Midway like that. They were doing okay, but just not doing good enough. Pleased that we fought. Pleased that we competed. You know, once we got over looking to scoreboard, we ended up started playing really, really good football and improved throughout from the third to the fourth. This is the only thing I can ask him to do.
Chris Ferguson, 19-28, 165 yards. No, didn't have any touchdowns, but also didn't turn the ball over. How did you feel like he played, and was it an improvement from the week before?
Oh, well, I mean, not turning the ball over is always an improvement. And statistically, and even just comfortability wise, I'm seeing his understanding of what we're trying to get done grow by the day. Doing that against such high competition, it definitely gives you leaps and bounds and just inches in growth. If you can do it against those guys moving that fast, then you definitely have a chance to improve. And I liked what I saw. I liked what I saw at practice this morning, and I think we'll keep going in that direction.
Defensively, those guys, you talked about it last weekend when we were talking about the preparation for the game, the running attack and keep coming at you. How did you feel like you guys held up against that kind of rushing attack?
Disappointed. And the kids are disappointed. We're all disappointed. You give up those kind of numbers. I remember when we ran on people like that before, and it's demoralizing. And I guess we understand that it's a very little difference with when you're playing a team like that between stopping them dead cold and them getting a big run. And it has to do with the small little discipline things that it takes technique and reading wise and fundamentals. So, you think you know what you're doing and think you're doing it the right way. And then you get a crash course on how it really needs to be done. And so getting your butt beat is getting your butt beat. Get up and take your education. You learned something from it. And I think we learned a great deal.
One of the guys that certainly stood out was S.J. Brown, who's everybody knows about in your secondary, but a big day, 16 tackles, and also had that interception there in the end zone. Maybe just talk about his performance.
I could not ask any more out of that young man. Really couldn't. While he's running everything on the back end, he's doing a great job communicating. He was truly everywhere. And I had to make some phone calls to see if he actually broke the record for most tackles in a stadium. It's truly impressive, and I think his game's only getting better.
You mentioned the stadium, certainly a great atmosphere on Saturday night with over 9,000. Maybe just had to be a great feeling for your players.
It was nice to see that many people. I think we got to do a little bit of educating with this crowd that it's noise and energy that we need, not just bodies in the stands. And we had a little bit of that, and I think it was an educational process when I came back. We've gone through a little bit of lull, not just seeing that many people in the stands. Thinks we might be able to kickstart this thing again.
Certainly, you knew before the season what this schedule looked like, especially early in the year. And now you go from North Dakota State to a road trip to a 3-0 San Diego State team that's coming off a win over Utah. As you started to look at them a little bit, what are some of the challenges they present?
I think that the statement's out of the frying pan into the fire, supposedly. I'm looking at a defense that is statistically better than the one that we just played. And they've been that way for a while. Coach Oak does a great job. Those guys are flying around, and they play good defense against everybody they play. One of the national leaders. And offensively, they're a strong, powerful, smart offense with a great tailback. nothing prepares you for adversity than adversity. And having to play North Dakota State and then go all the way out there. I think by the time we make it back from this trip, we will have been to New England. We'll face the perennial national champions and we'll have been to California and back. I don't think there's anything left for us to see except our league schedule and our common opponents, which we'll be looking forward to.
What are you hoping to take away when you play that kind of schedule early and know you got the conference schedule or the majority of it on the back end? What would you like to, as a head coach, like to see from your guys and take away from that, that hopefully propels you through the second part of the schedule?
That the mentality gets simplified, that it's just a day-to-day mentality of getting better. It doesn't matter who you're playing against. Doesn't matter how far away from home you got to go. Doesn't matter anything. Just getting better at your craft, getting better as a unit, and getting better as a team. And as long as you're doing that and you're building it the right way, the goal is to be the best team at the end of the year so you can move on and keep playing against the best teams at the end of the year. Nobody is the best team today. And as long as we're building, if we're learning and we're building, then we're moving in the right direction for league play.
Your team plays these FBS games every year, as does the majority of the conference. Do you find that your guys look forward to challenging themselves against guys at that level?
Sure. I mean, considering all the things we've been through the last couple of years, we're just looking forward to actually putting a helmet on, taking a snap. And we're just grateful that there's another team that will line up on the other side and let us do that with them. That the opportunity to play football as a team has been missed. Opportunity to play football as a team the right way, where you get to train the right way and practice the right way. And you don't have two hands tied behind your back and all the crazy stuff. That's the beauty of the game. The 1A thing, yeah, I like doing that. I don't necessarily think, I don't know if we like flying all the way to California to go do it, but yeah, sure, why not? That's fun.
All right, Rob, safe travels out to San Diego, and good luck against San Diego State, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.